First Line Report. News and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. The president's next move. Maybe. Details after this.
Howard Johnson, when was the last time you had an ice cream sundae there? They've got one as high as Mount Everest.
It's the bestest because the bestest goes in it.
Chocolate from Holland, that's good chocolate he is.
Vanilla beans from Madagascar because they're the vanilliest.
Vanilliest?
Howard Johnson, the flavor of America.
It's enjoying a big sundae and knowing that beauty was made with pure, fresh cream and only all natural flavors and fruits.
The flavor of America.
Come along, you like to buy. Each day is special reason why. Feel at home, you really love. Enjoying all the flavor of America. And Howard Johnson's.
Howard Johnson's is blueberry nice cream. Delicious ice cream crammed with real, wild, juicy blueberries. Super in a sundae. Right now.
At the orange.
The flavor of America.
Howard Johnson.
The word is out that John Connolly's resignation from the Nixon staff will become official sometime this week, possibly today. There are less confirmed reports that Melvin Laird is making noises as though he may do the same unless his access to the president increases. And, like Connolly, Laird is said to be disappointed, so far, that not more of his advice about how to handle Watergate has been followed. To hear those who know him best tell it, President Nixon, in the Watergate and related crimes investigation, is taking the long view and, in the end, will win his personal gamble, the advice of Connolly and Laird notwithstanding. Win the gamble in the court of public and historians' opinion. Mr. Nixon will do it, so the theory goes, through the following. Hanging tough on the constitutional principle of separation of powers, but sooner or later, probably later, making available some portion of some of the information in the controversial secret tapes. And at the same time, or in the meantime, breaking his silence and taking his case to the people. Under this hypothesis, the president waits until the current portion of the Senate hearings is over, waits until the bulk of the major testimony is in, certainly waits until Haldeman and Ehrlichman finish testifying, before he makes this move. It is a strategy based upon letting Watergate run its course and trickle out, at least as far as public interest is concerned, letting the hurricane of confusion caused by a large cast of characters and conflicting testimony blow through full force, then coming through with a rescue operation at what Mr. Nixon judges to be the precise moments when the public is in the most receptive mood. It is a strategy based upon confidence, some might call it arrogance, in the belief that President Nixon is a shrewd judge of how and when to pull public opinion in behind him. Those who believe in this strategy, and who subscribe to the theory that it is the strategy Mr. Nixon has decided to use, point to late 1969 and the so-called silent majority speech from the White House. On that occasion, it is argued, President Nixon turned around public opinion. He went into the speech leading minority opinion about the Vietnam War. He came out leading majority opinion. And the point is, he is so wise and shrewd that he can do this on the Watergate mess as well. Of course, there are counter-arguments to make about this, and the prefaces and supporting examples are open to question. But it's an interesting theory. We shall see whether it proves correct. The first question to have answered, obviously, is whether this is in fact the strategy Mr. Nixon has decided upon. The second is, will it wash? Evidence builds that the difference between this problem period and all others Mr. Nixon has faced during his presidency is, simply and directly put, people so far don't believe him. Perhaps they should believe him, but they don't. Separation of powers is an important constitutional principle. In the present context, however, rank and file Americans have indicated in the polls that they are inclined to view it as just another high-sounding phrase being used to cover up something. And the impression spreads that the president must have something to hide, or he wouldn't be remaining silent and behaving like a man with something to hide. That may not be true. It is the impression the president has left, is leading, among growing numbers of people, many of them staunch supporters of Mr. Nixon as recently as the last election. Mark well that there is a whole other theory about what the president's strategy is to deal with this. That is, he will not under any circumstances release the tapes, and by not doing so, will give Mitchell, Haldeman, and Ehrlichman, should they be indicted in the Watergate affair, a sure way to avoid conviction. Now please, this message.
Tasted like cut-up cellophane. Around the track I go, counterclockwise. The food, clockwise. Heartburn in my head. settle my upset stomach and my headache fast. Oh, here he comes. Mad Dog Marvin. Hey, look, Mad Dog. Maybe we can talk about this.
Start with a hot dog, put it on a bun, at baseball games in the summer sun. Pour in a soda pop, add some ice cream. You've got a laundry problem, that'll make you
get lots of fans.
Take your Fab to the washing machine, add dirty clothes and they come out clean. A lemon fresh and borax, that Fab thing. Your wash is fresh and sweet again, makes you want to
sing the Fab jingle.
Oh Fab, we're glad there's lemon fresh and borax in you.
Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House, on First Line Report from CBS News.